Nosotros tres ver meses tonight. Meaning by singing, since damnness, we're just singing some of the lyrics. It's also going to be a drummer, the chilek of the avodah and the upcoming Medina Mitzrayim. And it's got a sugya from Kanois Hashem. Come into the parasha Pinchas. Try to learn up a little bit what's the idea of Kanois, what Mokimin has in the Vedas Hashem. The Pasuk state, Midav Hashem Amo Yishalim, Pinchas ben Aloz ben Aron HaKoyin Heishiv Es Chamosi Mi'al B'nei Yisrael B'Kanoi Es Kanosi B'Soich Amo Lichilis Es B'nei Yisrael. It was Magif and Klal Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael L'Chlite Nifte by B'nei Yismoyev Yom Nizane. The Spitz was the Nasi Yisrael, Zimri ben Solik, Tchoyte, Cosby, Asur, Pinchasiz, Yisroel, Miska Halacha, Yisrael Maisa, Stops the Mageifa, Vechapra ben Yisrael, Tachas HaShakini, Vechav Vechapra ben Yisrael. Zechosh Vat Goshen Posik, Shtein Posik, what was Meishiv Eschamosik? B'kanoi es kenosi. It doesn't talk about the actual ma'aseh hariga. It doesn't say when he was hoirig, and as we say, he was mechale, kilu, mechayte, mechayt. The posuk is mashma, b'kanoi es kenosi. The posuk talks about the midah, the hargish, the hergish. So we mentioned Rashi the ma'aseh, Lavorn's this abyssal. Rashi says, b'kanoi es kenosi is not only talking about the kenah, b'nikmoi es mekamosi. He spoke about this Rashi Yamal. Before it, the Seis Rashi says the kinder was what came out before Yal in the come. Well, the Ma'aseh Posuk is Madgish the kinder. It's Madgish that it's the kinder b'teich in the come. That was Meishiv Es Chamosi. Let's try to maybe understand a little bit. What is the idea of Kanois? What's the Shurish of the Indian from Kanois? The Pshad in Kanois, Kanoim Halacha, Kanoim Poigim Boy. Shana Kanois is nicht anders bechlal from the etzem midas kinnah that we've been discussing the whole time. No, that midas kinnah is mispate in kinnah Hashem. An aveira is done in Klal Yisrael. Someone's doing an aveira achlite. He's going neged rotzin Hashem. Usually a chil Hashem is begoli. Usually it's begoli. Someone's being mechalel Hashem. Chalul Kvod Shemayim. What's this tied Chilu? Chilu Hashem, Chilu Kvod Shemayim. In the Farshim state, that's the Chamola, I saw this in Ramban, couldn't find it now. In the Farshim state, that the tied Chilu Hashem, Chilu is from Lashon Chalal. Chol, Lashon Chalal. Chalal is a void. Chalal is when there's an open space, there's ear. Chalal Sukkah. Chalal. The Bria, Lefi Amitos, Lefi Amitas, Hariyah of the Bria, it's Maloi Chol Aretz Kvoidai. Maloi Chol Aretz Kvoidai. Maloi means Maloi. There's not an inch, there's not a speck, there's nothing in this world that Kvoid Hashem doesn't permeate through and through, thick and thick. Maloi Chol Aretz Kvoidai. Kumt Ayid in Klal Yisrael. And he, because it's Bechira, and he's choytei neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's even avera. He's mare b'maiso. That there's a mokoyim that's pointing from Kvod Hashem. There's a mokoyim that's not malei kolorets kvoida. It's a shprach, there's a mokoyim yesh oid milvada. Not ain oid milvada, yesh oid milvada. I mean, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shoylid over here, if Shlitose HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shoylid in this mokoyim, so how could I, someone go neged Ritzoyne, neged Dvaro? No, there's a mokim chol, there's a mokim ponui from Ratzin Hashem, from Shlitas Hashem. That's what a chila Hashem is. That's the limit for a chila Hashem. It's chol, it's mokim, it's not musik. The Ibish is not Shoilet, the Ibish is not there. The kanoi l'dvar Hashem, he witnesses this. He sees the chila Hashem and can't shine out. What's the story of kinos? Kanois. Kanois is genoi, of a mamish genoi, exactly. The same exact koiches and nefesh that go through us. When we're mekani, when we meet the haroz and the soiru, bonu, to be mekani with somebody else and a friend, mekani and a brother, mekani and everyone mekani. It's the same as koiches and nefesh. What was the need of kinos? To be so, Shlomo HaMelech says of the mekani, Rekev atzom eskin, or rekav atzom eskin. Kinnah, when someone is exposed to somebody else who's more special and who's more successful and who's better than him in something, that's an attack, that's an assault on his ani, on his atzomus, on his atzmius, etzem atzoma, on his atzmius, on who he is. So much so that he can't sit still, he can't, because he can't find himself. He's not by zich. We saw that the Mekane reacts in the most foolish ways that are totally negative seichel. He reacts in ways that don't make any sense. He's not getting what he wants, he's not hurting the enemy, he's not hurting anybody but himself. He's in it. The answer is there's no seichel here. Yeah, his ani is nish by zich, his ani is being attacked. His ani is being robbed, he's being taken away. His nekuda yechidus is taken away. He can't sit still. You can't sit b'shoket. The Mekane of Dvar Hashem goes through the same exact thing, but this is the Chiddush of the Mekane. The Mekane is able to feel that Kfoy Hashem is his zich, is his ani. This is the Tzur Madrega. He's able to feel that Kfoy Hashem, when Kfoy Hashem is being trampled, when the Chayte is b'etzem announcing, he's screaming out, there's a mocking pony from Kfoy Hashem. I can step on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're stepping on the Makanoi, his toes. You're stepping on his toes. He feels his ani is being trampled. His ani is being crushed. He's being attacked. He has to react and he has to restore Kvod Hashem just like he has to restore his ani. He can't sit still. That's the beer. That's the push of the beer. The beer of push in the Halacha. Shemar and Sanhedrin says that Makanoi and Boyim is a Tanai of Din. Halacha vein merkin. The kanoi poigim, if the kanoi reacts by himself, there's a din, maybe even a chi of him to kill the boil aramis. Oh, but if he goes and kills the bezdin and he asks, tell him, it's not halacha. What's like this? You ever saw someone who's mekane? You ever saw like my child when it was on my coming and he bring a big candy to my daughter? My other daughter, she doesn't ask me, so I get all upset and start crying now. And of kinnah because I'm not getting the candy now. She doesn't come and ask. The Makani never asks if he should be Makani. The kinnah spoke about this a few times. The job's out. He didn't decide. It's not a conscious decision to be Makani. His ani is being attacked. He's nish by zich. There's nothing left. His garden is nothing left. He doesn't feel like a man. He feels like an extra tire. He's garnished. He's nothing. He's worth nothing. So he has to react. The kanoi. If he's going to ask the Bezdin, Vaisto, his Kavod Hashem didn't reach his Zich. He is not identified, his self is not identified with Kavod Hashem. The Kanoi identifies himself with Kavod Hashem. This is the Kanoi and this is the Hadgosha, the Iker. Nekuda of the Mekane is not necessarily the fact that he's Poigei Avoy. The Iker Nekuda which restored Kavod Hashem over here was the Kanoi Eskin Osi. When there's somebody, when there's a Yin in Kalal Yisrael, who's able to see that there's no mitzias of there being a halal in Chilul Hashem. There can't be a halal in Kvod Hashem. When someone feels this Kamei Kenosi, when he reaches the Madrega, the Kavod Hashem becomes identical with his Egen Kavod, which means his own mitzias, his Ani. That itself, that's Meshivas Chamosu. That's Mechapa Rabbanei Yisrael. This is the idea of a Makani. This is bad. It's Mechamosu. Mechamosu. Maimah Muzgud, a lot of Tanoim today, a Kanoi. You have to have a tremendous amount of Avos Yisrael to realize that you're just not going against the enemy. But there's another thing I just want to be madgish. This idea that we said that a person can better reach the matzav, they can extend himself, his ani, to feel another cause outside of himself. There's something very similar to this. It's very similar to this, but it's so far, and you can't get mixed up. There's a kanoi who it seems like he's kanoi for Dvar Hashem, but be'etzim it's all about himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, I don't know if every human being, most normal human beings, they have to live for some sort of cause. They have to live for a cause. It's part of the life. A person has to live for a cause. But be'etzim is part of him, it's a selfish thing. You find the tzir, and the best tzir for this is a sports fan. A sports fan also could connect himself with a cause or something that's outside of him. And you think, like Mashiach, his team loses, and all of a sudden Pasha moves him. Mamasha moves him, like Tzvi said, Pasha can't live and he can't go to sleep at night. It sounds like. No, but don't, that's not this tzir. Forget about that, this ruchim, this gashim. I'm saying it's not the same thing. It's not because he's connected be'etzem to this sports team. He couldn't care or accuse about these players. It's because he needs to dedicate himself to a cause, at least for sports. If he has nothing else in life to live for, at least he'll live for this, for the zach. And Amelo, when his team loses, Be'etzim, he's being hurt. Because he identified himself with his cause. That's his cause in life. Variety, there are people who could connect themselves to a horse in a horse race. And they could become their horse. Betsy, that's my horse. I run after that horse. And Mamash, again, if somebody puts it down, they'll get offended. That's the horse. Shaykh to the horse. No. He decided to give Zich the ganze Leben. He gives his whole Leben, Nebuchadnezzar, this person. He gives his whole Leben to it. And there's some things, there's some people who do kanois Dvar Hashem the same exact way. Be'etzem, they're not more kosher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe than you. Oh, but they need to give themselves to a cause. They need to do something in life. Why don't they find other chalakim Avodah Hashem? Oh, but they decide that they're going to do kanois Dvar Hashem, that becomes their zach. They're going to make sure there's no telephones in the basement. They're going to do that. Oh, that's going to be their zach. But lamaisim, when a guy walks with a telephone, it becomes a selfish issue. Again, it's a tricky. Pinchas also was a selfish person at that day, but it worked all the way around. Because Kvod Hashem became a selfish thing for him. He was connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wasn't connected to his. He decided, I'm going to have a cause, I'm going to have a mission in life, and that's going to give me meaning in life. The Kanoi has to be careful that he's connected to Dvar Hashem. It's Kavod Hashem that he's after. Not that he decided to pick Kavod Hashem as his Metzias, his cause, and his meaning in life, and he gets so worked up with him, and all of a sudden that becomes him. There's a lot of ways to be mafia. I'm not going to go into that because I don't think, as one of the imams, I don't think that's the biggest problem with us Americans. I don't think we're too big of kind of. I think it's the other way around. That's what I want to talk about, Bamshah. But Anita's adorable, I'm not even that the kanoi that we're talking about has to be a kanoi with Dvar Hashem. It can't just be somebody gets worked up because he decided to put himself into kanois. The point of it, this is the taich, this is the idea of kinoi. We can very well understand the rebusa of the kanoi after we having closely living in the sugya, learned up good the sugya of kinnah. This is the same exact means of kinnah they're using with Dvar Hashem. But now there's one I talk, it's an edel in noise. I want to bring out a nukuda. It's a noise I think we have to grow in. That there's a big mechitza. There's a big mechitza that's mavzel between most b'nei chutz l'aretz, particularly Americans, from the ganze sugya from kinnah. And I've got come out mufka lagami from the sugi from Kanois. Kanois is a sugi that's reserved for fanatics. Fanatics is something that's not negiah to us, not shy to us. Most people wish, and they take a hole maybe even. That's not chidim. It's a chilik achreich of avodas Hashem. Who says it's part of avodas Hashem? Person wants to be a Kanoi, maybe. He has right to be a Kanoi, but chilik avodas Hashem. That's what I want to show tonight. Yes, it's a chilek of Avodas Hashem. It's a chilek echureichi of Avodas Hashem. Is it dollar based? Chesavish, dollar is dollar based. A lot of other important things, and a lot of maybe things that come before even working on cannabis. But it is a chilek of Avodas Hashem. It's a chilek of Avodas Hashem. And it's something, if we don't have sheikhs, do we mafsid a lot. Probably it's a hefsid, an eif shal hashlim. And befrat, v'avodas hayom me'ilu, it's nitzvach mo'id. From us there are sheikhs. To avoid is maybe concern. A large chiluk of mitzvah has to shaykh to kanois. First of all, put kanois on the map. Who says it's a chiluk of mitzvah? Again, parsha Pinchas mezetas, the parsha of the Torah. So, actually, that's a mayu. So, Yisharim perek yutes, the one ruled. Perek Yutes, Mr. Sharm talks about Yiras Hashem, he talks about Avas Hashem. Mr. Sharm says that Avas Hashem has three Hanofim. There are three Hanofim that are not Avas Hashem. V'daber atam inyan av v'anoferhim shloisha ha-simcha, ha-dveikus, v'ha-kino. It doesn't mean bad, it just can't mean kinis, cannot just be Hashem. Simcha means someone wants to be a oyev Hashem, he has to have a simcha when he does mitzvahs, when he engages in acts. Ruchnistic acts. When he engages in asiyas Hashem, there's a simcha. Dveikus is that a person should constantly want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And kino is kanois. There are sholosh hanofim. That means obviously, you have a shleimus and avas Hashem, you have to have a shayches to all these three hanofim. Shpeter. Mazda. Hanaf ha-shlishi hu ha-kinu. Shiyodna mekane l'shem kocho. Soine es misanov. U'mishtadel l'achniyem b'masha yuchal. A person is supposed to hate people who hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mishtadel l'achniyem b'masha yuchal. G'day shi'etiyah avoidas yizborach ma'asas u'kfoydev is rabbi. And where's the makar? Look in Tillim. Tell him to tell him. Many psukim he quotes a few. Aloi mesanecha Hashem esno. U'miskemecha eskoite tachlas sinas sinasim. Yo, what's the taich? And here maybe it's one of the kriptum on tonight. Mr. John Behemesh is off the taich. He's off the taich. And we'll see here. Here's the yisoid. Why kinah behechreich is a chelik of Avas Hashem. And why it's behechreich has to be, you have to have a shaykh to tell the soid yisoid in kind of Islam. That's right. וזה פושט. כי מי שאויב אס חברוי, אי אפשלו ליזבול שירא מקים אס חברוי אוי מחורפים לישראל. ובוודאי שייצג לישראל. זה זו עושה. זוק, מי זה שרם, very simple. A relationship has two sides. Any relationship has two sides. You love a person, you enjoy being with him. You're happy with him, you're freisich with him. You enjoy time with him. But it has a second side. And the other person is being hurt. And the other person is being hit physically, or cursed, or insulted, degraded. It has to hurt you. If it doesn't hurt you, it's felt in your relationship. You're not connected. If you're connected to a person, it hurts when he's being stepped on. Gam yishaoyev shmo yizborach lo yucha lizbol. You can't be soivel. V'lirois. Sheichalu oisoy chas v'chalilo. V'sheyavru al mitzvois. Listen, the Shema says two things. He can't stand when he sees someone being mechalel Hashem. But he adds in another thing. Not only when a person stands there, he's blaspheming Hashem, cursing at Hashem. V'sheyavru al mitzvois. He can't see someone being over an aveiru. He can't see someone being over an aveiru. You want to count for me how many aveirus somebody is looking at the internet, something he's not allowed to be looking at. Count for me how many aveirus is over. I don't know. Make a cheshbon. I think it's nichlal in this loshem sheyavru al mitzvoisov. Yevshel lizbo v'liroi shechalu oisechas v'lilo v'sheyavru al mitzvoisov. He can't be soivel when he sees another yid being over doing averus. This is kanois. Kanois is the midah of kanois. Before what you do and what you don't, you do. Yevshel lizbo. This is part and parcel of Avas Hashem. Kanirit, when you see somebody stepping on Kavod Hashem, and it doesn't bother you, there's no trigger, there's nothing. Klum, shum, adishos, indifference, nothing, garbage. You're frozen. It becomes nulled by you, Kavod Hashem. It becomes dulled by you, Kavod Hashem. It becomes frozen. It becomes schwachen, ogeschwach. Because someone's trampling on something that's supposed to be dear to you. And you don't react. Nothing. Garnished. We Americans, we have a deep meter. That's a very deep ayos. Which be yisoyed ha-dover is a maila tzuma. But like many mailas, has a big downside. Which totally closes the whole sugya kanois. Me, I'm talking myself, maybe like we could start to listen. I grew up in a society again with the ikker, it's not even like a society thing, the ikker mottos, it's like in the heart, in the bread and butter of the society is, mind your business. Live and let live. Don't rock the boat. That's all it is. If I could be mavchin myself, and again, it comes to me, maybe, could be, I try to work on it, but part of it was Pasha Natural and the society I grew up with. One of the most difficult things for me is to be in the presence of another person, and the other person is in an uncomfortable situation. Pasha, to be together with another person, and it's an unpleasant situation, it's not geschmack. I'm making him feel uncomfortable. As an American, it's something that, ugh, yeah, other cultures have absolutely no problem with it. It was a problem. For me, to be with another person, Pasha, I'll give you another Pasha Lamashal. Let's say someone says a pshat, I have a kash on it. The second I ask a kash, I make him feel stupid. But for me, it's a problem. It's hard for me to do that. It's hard for me to do that. I don't feel comfortable with that. One person has no problem. But to them, what's the problem? I have a kash on it, because you're going to feel stupid. No, no. But you have to be nice, pleasant. It's a gewaltig zach mit zarech. Sensitive for other people. We're sensitive, public. To think 3, 4, 5, 6 times before you do something, of course someone says, other than it's a chaini, it's mafkiya, the whole sugim kalois. The have a mean that there's people talking in shul, and they say something to him, what? Say something, maybe. There's no have a mean ever to react to anybody who's doing anything wrong, because the second you react wrong, obviously the alv base is, might feel uncomfortable. I, at the end of the day, I'm going to say some way, I'm going to try. It's off limits. What happens is, from this media that we have, it's a churva. When a yid, you see a yid being mechal Shabbos. Okay, yes, there's definitely vikuach, there's different drachim. How to react? The whole machloikis is, should you throw a rock, shouldn't you throw a rock? Should you scream at him, or shouldn't you scream at him? Oh, but you should have an urge to scream! You missed a yid! You see another yid, Mechal Shabbos, you don't have an urge to scream at him! Where's your hergish for a yid? Where's your hergish for Kavod Shemayim? You don't even have an urge to scream, nothing, garnished! It's cut off, it's dead, nothing, garnished! That's not a yid! That's not a yid! That's a yid! He's stepping out of this world who Rashi Chulin says, a Mechal Shabbos is made on Maisev Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they're not kayim. Made on Maisev Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they're not kayim. It's not a Shakavitari by you. I'm not killing it to the Maisev. I'm not pushing finesse. I'm not telling you to throw rock. But where's the Hergish? We don't have the Hergish. Yes. So part of it is because this is what we started with tonight. That chlal for a person to care so much about Kavod Hashem that he cares about himself is a hard thing. But I think part of it is we are more mufka on this than a lot of other cultures is because the sugya is, and we think Litoy Vaseinu, we don't know Isaac ever in the sugya. It's off, it's a leg. We worry about it, so we mind our own business in Kavod Hashem. And partially I think it's right. I think it's kodim. That's the first thing. Avada, the first thing is make sure you're a chashuv person. That's the first thing in life. First thing in life, a person has to misak himself. Oh, but this is also part of Avodas Hashem. This is part of your Avodas Hashem. That's what we're trying to show in this Yerusha. Part of your Avodas Hashem is that you're a person. You see things that are happening around you. You're not stone. When people are doing wrong things, when people are mezalzel and tefillah, it's mashvi on you. You have to find a way that it's not mashvi on you. I'm not saying you have to hit the person. I'm not saying you have to talk. You have to... Oh, but an urge that should be mezizu you, should get there on. How about it? It's a pele. If there's a shmur going out, if there's a shmur goes out, that there's a pedophile, a child molester going around a modest goal, the American alum goes meshuggah. Forget about it. They don't want to get meshuggah about something. They go meshuggah more than any Israeli society. Everyone loses the kalim, the 15 people, showing mechvedish, calling up money, people throwing money on the ground. The same exact shmur goes around, that there's a new family that just moved in from America, and they moved in. And one of the children is running around with an open internet phone and might be mashpi on the kids. Oh, hey, every person has their own way. What's going on? We're living in... It's like Mizrach HaMarev. I'm not expecting this to be the same way. When we get attacked, when Ani gets attacked, we know how to react. We know how to go crazy. We know how to go meshuggah. In these other areas, we don't go meshuggah. What I'm being mechadish tonight is, we also lose out from that. It's not just that we cave, forget about him. We lose out on that. When there are appearances and sneers, all these sugars, sneers, the people running around, paran, this and that. Don't you say, hey, no business, garnish, no, it's okay. People walk around paran wearing who knows what, they don't look like, I don't know what they look like. Doesn't make a difference, does it? It has to bother you. It has to bother you. This is kind of, listen, we have a deep, like a hurdle, it's almost an obstacle, almost a mechitza. It doesn't allow us even to go there. It doesn't even allow us even to reckon with the sugi because we're so into everything is nice. Chas v'sholom, I can't say. If I could suggest where we should start working on the sugi, I think before we start, like Hanoyis, before we start working on screaming at other people, even wanting to scream at other people, there's a tzir, that's nagia to the same exact thing. The same as that. I know this is about myself many times. And that's the etzim. There's another tzir which is before Hanoyis, is that when it comes, many times we're among other people, we're not as medactic in Shmiras Torah, Mitzvahs, and Halachas. And we, if we're near Shemayim, the etzim, we know that we have to be oimed on Diktik Halacha. This is the Ersh Ramah, the Ramah, first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. After he says, Shavis Hashem Nev Yisomim, B'lo Yevoish, B'fnei, HaMaligim Al Vedas Hashem. The Ramah says that a person realizes he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Medach Degan Halacha, and there are people who are not doing it on themselves, not talking to them, you eat Shal Shudas, what? Shal Shudas, you have to eat really Shal Shudas, it's a real thing. You could give examples that he'd say. But state Layevish before Amalikim of the Varshem. So I was mafkin to myself that there's two. The Lashon over there is Bushim. But I was mafkin to myself many, many cases. I had this in life, many cases. That there are two koiches that are hard for a person to be medakti baloch. You mean in an earplug? Many, so many situations. One is sometimes Busha Pashit. You're going to be the only one over here. Everyone's sitting around wasting their time. You're going to pick up a safer. Sitting around, your family, everyone's wasting time. You're going to pick up a safer. You're going to be the only one who's Chash for Bittul Torah. You're going to pick up a safer. Sometimes Pashit feel embarrassed. But sometimes, and to me, there's more this thing, it's the same exact Koich and Koich said before. It's much more that you're afraid to make the other people feel uncomfortable. I'm going to go be Medakten Zaloch. It's an attack on other people. All of a sudden, I'm going to go pick up a Gemara. How are they going to feel? I'm going to be the one who starts not talking, who's medacting and not talking. Everyone around's talking, they're going to feel. You're walking to shul. Somebody asks you, starts talking to you, a ganz conversation for davening. Because ganz halachas, we're allowed to talk to a person for davening. Again, if I'm not going to talk to him, he's going to feel uncomfortable. What's going to be with him? What's going to be? Well, the American has this sort of big problems. He has this tremendous difficulty every time with halacha. Halacha, all of a sudden, he's going to feel uncomfortable. We have to work on this, Sylvia. Halacha comes first. I'm not saying you don't have to take into account the other person. We do have to take account of the person. That's all sugya. There are times even halacha takes account of the person. But the deity, in the same exact way, in this sugya also, it's like we run into a dead end. When halacha infringes on the other person's feelings, we can't even do it, even for ourselves. We can't even count halachas, even for ourselves. What's going to be with the other person's feelings? This again, it's a mila. I'm not saying to lose this heritage. I don't think we are going to lose this heritage. This heritage, this ultra sensitivity, the other person's feelings between me and you, I just want to fear always. What I'm talking about tonight, this feeling of not making another person uncomfortable, but etzem is a selfish feeling. It's not because we care so much about other people. It's because, again, that's what we hold as menschlichkeit. It's uncomfortable for me to be in a situation where Yenim doesn't feel comfortable. It's more I care about myself than I care about him. Say that. It's a good time. I'm not saying it's solish. Say it. This feeling we have to work on. This feeling we have to work on. We're uncomfortable being next to each other. We have to work on it. We can start, that's what I'm saying. We can start with Diktik Halacha. There's so many situations. So many situations. We could be Medachitik on a Poshir Halacha. But it has to spill over again. And this is directly Negea to avoid this Mei Be'im Mitzar. Avoid this Mei Be'im Mitzar. To avoid this Ayomim is Mechayiv. Lis'abel at Chur Ben HaMikdash. We're mufka from this avodah. We feel we find so far, but one of the nekudas that we feel so far is this idea. We're missing. Like, what's missing so bad? I mean, so someone's not keeping Torah mitzvahs. I mean, what? We're missing the Shechina. We're missing this chilul Hashem neira that's going on. This chilul Hashem neira that's in the world. based on the fact that the Shekhinah is not here, the Tzara Shekhinah, and the lack of connection that so many Yidden are doing, ability to do Averis, we're asked not only to think about it, we're asked to be Mis'abel. It's going to hurt us, it has to hurt us. One of the reasons why we're so mufka from that sugi is because, again, because we're mufka from that also. Again. We're very into our own world. Yeah, the whole musik of looking outside of ourselves. This sugi of the Efzhel Lizbo Valiro Shechalo Isechas Felilo Vishigavru Amitzvoizo. Because we're mufka from that sugi. We cannot mufka from this sugi. I told you mufka, but part, greatest part of the Avelos, the sugi of Avelos, the Korban Amitzvoizo. Pinchas always comes this year, this time of the year, always comes around after the Bein HaMitzvah. It's Maftech Zahdom. Pinchas Zahdom. Pinchas was someone who felt Chilul Hashem. He felt Chilul Hashem. It became part of who he was. This in part and parcel, this part and parcel of Chorim Be'ezek Mekudesh. And this is why this is the Hagdom of Etzim Tenagim, what's going to be an Avoy Dezim Yom HaNayroim. Because if we're not going to work on this Chilik of what the Messiah Hashem says, which is being Yef Shev Lizba Valiroiz, so we can't work on being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, out of Hav. We have to come to the fact, we can't Yef Shev Lizba Valiroiz, this Matzit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here living with us, like he's supposed to be living with us. He's not being Shoylin in the way he's supposed to be Shoylin. That's the Yisrael that HaPenchas. Well, upon him, the Iker tonight is, we have to think about this Lekuda. And many koiches and nefesh, we have a koich and koiches and nefesh that is the gvaldig zachen, and as a gvaldig thing, as a gvaldig mokah, but mitzad sheni, many times too, it's a grois and mafsik. It takes away, it closes the sugya of kamoyis of Hashem and meila. We're missing an etzem keshen, Hashem v'avos.